The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is made possible by Yoplait Light, offering the advice that important dates can sneak up on you. Yoplait Light's two-week tune-up could help you lose 5 pounds in 2 weeks. You can start your two-week tune-up at Yoplait.com.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, out there on the edge of the prairie. Not the end of the world, but you can see it from there as we say. They've gotten fresh snow. They've got about half a foot of new snow, so everything looks beautiful, beautiful. This white quilt spread across your yard, you know, all of the yard work that you were putting off for a long time. Now you can put off for another 6 months, which is a great relief. Heavy snow fell, and a lot of things got canceled, which was a great relief to people. We love cancellation in Lake Wobegon. You don't want to admit that you do, but a lot of exiles who had moved off to the cities who felt obligated to come back for Christmas did not have to because of the snow. They had a reasonable excuse. And the people that they thought they were obliged to felt even greater relief that they were not coming. So there were plenty of families in Lake Wobegon and older people who got to spend a very quiet time. Pastor Liz gave the Christmas Eve sermon at Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church, which was beautifully done up for Christmas. 2 15-foot-tall Norwegian pines there up at the front of the sanctuary, and little Christmas lights and the stained glass windows. It really took your breath away to come walk in and see how it was done. The music was beautiful, and the sermon was brief about faith and hope and charity. Just those three. She didn't add any others to those. For a lot of people, the highlight was an accidental event. It happened the week before Christmas on the winter solstice, which was also the night of the lunar eclipse. It was a full moon that night, and people weren't planning to stay up for it. It hit Lake Wobegon about 3 o'clock in the morning. But there was a Boy Scout troop that was camped out on the lake that whole night, and they had built a bonfire on the ice, which is thick enough, theoretically, but you worry about these things if you're a parent. And so people were lying awake at night, and then they figured they may as well go out onto the ice and see what the Boy Scouts were up to. And there was a party going on out there. They were waiting for the moon to be eclipsed, and people put on their big puffy clothes. They looked like a race of amoeba walking out across the ice. You couldn't tell gender at all. Just everybody looked about the same. How they reproduce, we don't know, but somehow they managed through eggnog or something. And out they went, and out there in deep snow and bitter cold, but the wind not blowing, so it could have been worse. They watched for the moon to be eclipsed, and they sang songs, which is how you cheer yourself up under adverse conditions. They sang all the songs that they knew by heart, and this was one that they sang. Some new words here for Irving Berlin's classic, some new New York words. You just never know when it might come. It's a different city. It's a different city. When the snow comes, it becomes silent and peaceful. The taxis slow down on Broadway, and people suddenly become solicitous and kind. I'm dreaming of a white Manhattan and of a snowy tall spruce tree and along Fifth Avenue. You all are having you a real snow emergency. I love it when New York gets snowstorms It happens every other year. And the streets become winter scenes from Tribeca over to Queens. I'm dreaming of a white New Year's and lovers walking in the park. The skaters skating, the snow creating, dazzling magic in the dark. I love it when they close LaGuardia and for an evening time stand still. May your streets be quiet and white. May we get